So to perek dalad mishne gimel muberes chavero uminekas chavero lo shosos v'lo not los ksuba. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says that if one marries a woman that is already pregnant, or if one marries a woman that is nursing, chavero means that she was already pregnant from somebody else and nursing from somebody else's baby. Lo shosos v'lo not los ksuba. So Rabbi Meir holds that if this woman now from the second marriage, if he was mekanaher, since she's usur to be with him, she doesn't drink, and she also doesn't get her ksuba because of what she just did to make herself usur to him. And really, she's usur anyway. And the reason that she's usur anyway is because there's a takana that a person should not marry a woman that's already pregnant or she's nursing. This is separate from the takana a person shouldn't marry a woman within 3 months of her first marriage, because then you don't know who the baby's from, that we had in Yevamos. This is a separate issue, a separate takana, because here the concern is that if the new husband impregnates her, the baby, whether it's the baby that's going to be born soon or the baby that's nursing, the mother won't be able to nurse properly. And it's going to be a sakana for the baby from the other father. Mefarshim point out, when it's his own kid, a person's allowed to have relations with his wife even while she's pregnant. Because even if she does have another baby, we're not concerned that it's going to cause damage to the nursing of his earlier baby, because even if it does, he'll take care of the baby. He'll give it other types of food, formula, whatever. But when it's somebody else's baby, that's where the real concern is, that he wouldn't take care of it, she couldn't take care of it, and it'll be a sakana for the previous baby. So according to Reb Meir, since that's the case, and Reb Meir holds that he's actually not allowed to live with her anymore, ever, can't remarry her, so therefore, she doesn't shrink from the main marim, and she doesn't get her ksuba, because even though she was usher to him, like we said in the past, she also did something else to usher herself as well. Chum say that lafrisho here, according to Chum, lafi the Gemara, means that he has to divorce her, and then he can remarry her later. So since that's the case, since he can divorce her and remarry her later, even though he can't be with her now because she's nursing, or she's pregnant, going to be nursing, since he will be able to remarry her, she's therefore considered a woman that's ru'uyelo, since he can remarry her, and therefore she actually would drink from the mei ma'arim. And when is he fitting to go back to her? That, the Rab points out, is after 24 months. And that's why she drinks, according to Chum. Mishnah continues, Ilanus uzkena, v'she'enu rilele. An Ilanus, a woman that is the status of an Ilanus, she can't give birth. She was born this way. Uzkena, an older woman, she'enu rilele, a woman that can no longer give birth. Let's say she drank a certain potion, made her sterile. Le'sheisais v'loi noitlois ksuba. And then the husband did kinoi and she did stira. She doesn't drink from the meimarim because he's not allowed to continue living with her. She also doesn't get her ksuba, because in all these cases, person is not allowed to live with a woman that can't give birth. Only, like the Rab points out, somebody that doesn't have children. If a person was mekayim piri v'rivya and he's able to, then it's mutter. Rabbi Lezer holds, though, that even if at the time of kinoi and stira, he was only married to this woman that could not give birth, nevertheless, she still should drink, because she is mutter l'kayim, because all he has to go and do is he just has to go and marry another woman, because once he marries another woman, he can also stay married to her, and therefore she's ru'uya li'ishus. However, the Chum disagreed, because Chum held, l'maisi's not married, and who says he's going to find somebody so easily to marry that can have children and live together as one happy family with him and this other lady? And therefore, right now, it's also for him to be mekayim her when they're by themselves. So therefore, according to Chachamim, she doesn't drink and doesn't get her ksuba. However, according to the Braisa and Rishonim, like we said, if a person is already mekayim the mitzvah peri v'rivya, or he's married to another woman that's ru'uya leleit, that nobody's disagreeing that she's ru'uya lekayma, and therefore she would drink, according to everybody. But all other women, they would have a choice. Either they drink for the Meimarim, because right now they're Ruya Lakaima, because she's a regular woman, we're assuming. And if she decides she doesn't want to drink, this is obviously only if they did not erase the Megillah into the water. If that didn't happen yet and they decided not to drink, they would forfeit their Ksuba.